This is All Things Considered. I'm Craig Johnson. Rick Lombardo is the new director of the School of Theater at Penn State. WPSU's Christine Allen spoke with Lombardo about bringing back the professional summer season of Penn State Center Stage, which starts tomorrow, and about how his college pre-med plans were sidelined by theater.
Rick Lombardo, thank you for stopping by our studios.
My pleasure.
You dabbled in a lot of artistic pursuits when you were younger, but you didn't go to college thinking about an artistic career. How did that happen?
Yeah, I went to college to be a doctor. So I was a pre-med student, and I actually did graduate with a science degree. You know, as a young kid, I had always sort of dabbled in the arts, which I thought was a hobby, either in music and bands or acting or filmmaking or animation. And then I got to college, and I swore off all artistic pursuits for about a year.
And that didn't last long.
It didn't last very long. Then I saw an audition notice for an original musical, and I said, well, I'll give that a try. And I did, and I never looked back.
You said that being asked to direct a show in college was a sort of epiphany for you.
It was. After that first show that I did, and this was at Georgetown University, and I directed a one-act play, and I really experienced an epiphany, and I thought, not only am I going to do theater, but directing is going to be the path that I'm going to choose.
And you ended up in theater from psychology. Is there a connection there?
Well, Georgetown at the time didn't have a theater major, so even if I wanted to do it, I couldn't do it, and I was committed to staying at Georgetown, but they did have a theater minor, so I thought, well, what better way to learn about why do we do the things that we do, and how do we think, and why do we think the way we think, than studying human psychology while I was also pursuing my theater minor, which is what I did for the next 3 years.
And you did a lot of work professionally in the theater world, running theaters, directing shows, writing some shows. What tempted you to come to Penn State?
It was pretty simple. We have one of the finest schools of theater in the country. We have an extraordinary faculty. We have incredibly competitive programs. When our students graduate, they have an incredible employment rate in the arts, which is a very hard thing to achieve. In terms of helping to mentor the next generation of theater artists, which is something that I've chosen to do at this stage of my career, it was really a very easy decision.
Now that you're here, you're starting up the summer season of Penn State Center Stage again. How long has it been since the last summer season?
Well, it's been about 5 years. You know, Penn State Center Stage, I guess if you go back 10 or 20 years, it was really a pillar of the cultural activities and the cultural life for a large swath of central Pennsylvania for years and years. And it really put Penn State on the map theatrically in a very unique way. There were actors coming in who had been on Broadway, actors coming in from the West Coast, major name directors, folks like Garland Wright, who's an icon in the field of live theater, was regularly directing in the summer. And over the years, I think that economically became much more challenging. So it was retired. But in the back of my mind, I always knew about Penn State Center Stage, just being in the theater world. I knew how important it was. And when I arrived here, the number one question that people kept asking me was, are you going to bring back the summer? Are you going to bring back Center Stage? So I started to look at if we could maybe operate on a more sustainable model financially, which I think we've found. So we're starting fairly modestly with a small 3-play season. I think of it as our experiment because we're putting Center Stage back out there in June and July. Since we went away, other things have sprung up and grown, maybe to take up some of the space that we used to inhabit. So I need to see if the audience will come back. That's our big test, and I hope they do.
Well, tell me about the season.
We're starting with 3 very different kinds of projects. The first show is a musical called The Last Day. It's unique in a couple of ways. It's a premiere of a new musical that we commissioned through our new musicals initiative and our musical theater program. Now, in this case, the composer is Mike Reed, who is not only a Penn State alum, but a fairly well-known Penn State alum because of his football days. Mm-hmm. Now he's a Grammy Award-winning composer. John Simpkins, who leads our musical theater program, reached out to Mike and his partner, Sarah Schlesinger, to come in and meet our junior class of musical theater students and compose and write a musical for that group. The Last Day came out of it. There's been one workshop of it, and now we're moving on to produce the premiere production. The second show is another musical, but entirely different. It's A Year with Frog and Toad, and specifically, it's designed, of course, for kids and for families.
And then the last show is one that you have directed elsewhere based on a poem.
It
right?
is.
And a one-man show.
Yeah, it's a fascinating project called Albatross. A few years back, Ben Eva came to me. He's a performer and the adapter. And he said he was thinking about wanting to devise a kind of one-man show for him to do. And he asked me if I had any recommendations of who he might talk to as a writer. And I said, well, I think Matthew Spangler would be great.
Oh, so you got them together.
I did. I brought them together. Now, this is based on Samuel Coleridge's poem, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. The poem itself is a kind of fascinating and strange descent into a very dark supernatural world. What we've done is we've created this spectacular, immersive, multimedia world of video, animation, light, and sound to really take in the audience and put them onto the ship, into this voyage, into the mind of the mariner. So it becomes a large sensory experience as well.
You've said that you have a lot of confidence that theater is going to continue to thrive. Mm. Why is that?
I have a couple of deep-seated beliefs around the power of storytelling. And I think that it is through storytelling that we began to create the notion of what it is to be human. I think that that need for story, narrative, and identity, which permeates every aspect of our lives and even in our sleep, there's a reason why we dream at night and we dream in narrative. It helps us to understand ourselves. Now, you might say, well, there's a lot of ways you can tell stories. Novels tell stories. Movies tell stories. They're not what we would consider theater, which for me means there must be a live human at some point as part of that experience. I also think that there is something inherently powerful that we need as human animals to come into a space together as a community physically, and to engage with a human storyteller who we know is creating an act that is essentially an act of danger because it can fail. It's not recorded. It's not in a can. For me, this is also borne out by when I look at contemporary music. We have extraordinary recordings. We have extraordinary videos of live performances, but people are not paying anymore for music, but they're paying for concerts. There's still something about being with a community and experiencing that dangerous live act that I think won't leave us.
Rick Lombardo, thank you so much.
Thank you, Christine.
The summer season of Penn State Center Stage begins tomorrow. You'll find information at theater.psu.edu.